We think that there's a few different reasons why we're succeeding. First of all, I would give credit to our music director, Matthew Savory. This is going to be his sixth season with the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra. And, you know, he has really done a lot of great things with the repertoire, really having a friendly repertoire for people who have been longtime symphony enjoyers, but also people who have really never been to the symphony before or are coming for the first time. Another thing is that we've had some really top-notch guest artists come in, and, you know, that really has drawn people to the symphony as well. The other part of it, too, is we have kind of a new look and feel for the symphony. We have been reaching out and targeting a younger audience and actually just, you know, a newer audience.
So how do you build a new or even a younger audience? One of the things that I think we can agree we've been observing in this new century is a real shift in our attitudes and relationships to institutions. And symphony orchestras are institutions. They're really, in many ways, a 19th century institution. How do you keep that kind of an institution relevant in the 21st century?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a conversation that we have, the board members and the staff at the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra have all the time. Basically, what we are doing is we are looking towards the young people, and we are trying to develop right now some community outreach and community engagement programs that really target the youth in this community. You know, there are great music programs through the high schools, and there are great music programs at the college, and the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra is trying to reach out to some of those kids and, you know, really make ourselves available for anything that the educators really need as far as additional education tools and things like that, because really, the next generation of symphony goers are in schools right now. And if we don't inspire them or introduce them to symphonic music, then, you know, it probably will be an institution that will be no longer in years to come, which I think would be really sad. You know, one of the things that we would really like to focus on is making the symphony accessible to anybody that would want to come. And we understand sometimes there's a financial barrier or there's a transportation barrier or, you know, some people just don't even know that it's here. And we want to eliminate some of those barriers. We would really like to make the addition of an outdoor pops concert, hopefully in the park, that we actually open up to the public for free.
What do you think is the purpose and value of an orchestra?
I think that a symphony in a community, especially like Casper, really brings a lot to enrich the community. You know, there are sayings out there that say that music makes life worth living. And our symphony patrons and the people that come to the symphony, and especially those that come to the symphony for the first time, actually, you can see when they come out, even at the intermission, that they just have this look on their face like they've really seen something or they've heard something or they've really had an experience. Because symphonies have been around for centuries, and there has been music written for centuries for symphonies. I mean, there are still being symphonies written today. That it does really bring a place where people can come together and share in music. And whatever they take away from that is, you know, kind of their own unique individual experience.
And your repertoire for the 2013-2014 season has an interesting mix. I mean, you've got some of the classics or cornerstones of the repertoire, you know, the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, some Mozart, Vivaldi, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky. But then you're also introducing composers like Mio from the 1920s or Stravinsky's work from the mid-20th century, Thomas Svoboda from the late 20th century, and even 21st century work. And so this looks to me, looking at your program, like a balancing act.
Yes, it is. You know, it is. We try and have something, a little bit something for everyone. The other thing that the music director tries to do is when he puts together the repertoire, not only does he put it together thinking of the audience here in Casper and either playing things that are familiar to people or that, you know, kind of stretch people's imaginations and maybe introducing people to something new, but he also puts together a repertoire that will challenge the musicians themselves.
Rachel Bailey is the executive director of the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra, based in Casper. We spoke to her at her office. Thanks so much for your time.